AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insights. That's oracle.com/insights. oracle.com/insights.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, industri konstruksi sedang menghadapi krisis yang disebabkan oleh runtuhnya beberapa perusahaan bangunan besar dalam beberapa bulan terakhir. Beberapa faktor seperti kekurangan tenaga kerja dan lonjakan harga material disebutkan sebagai penyebab utama keruntuhan tersebut. Namun ada juga seruan untuk mereformasi kontrak bangunan saat ini yang menurut beberapa pakar industri sudah ketinggalan zaman. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusul oleh Katriona Stirat untuk SBS News. Industri bangunan telah terpukul dalam beberapa bulan terakhir dengan runtuhnya beberapa perusahaan besar. Salah satu perusahaan bangunan terbesar di Australia, Porter Davies, baru-baru ini mengalami likuidasi. Hal itu terjadi hanya beberapa jam sebelum perusahaan infrastruktur Lloyd Group yang berspesialisasi dalam proyek pemerintah negara bagian dan lokal juga runtuh. Data dari Komisi Sekuritas dan Investasi Australia atau ASIC menunjukkan pada tahun keuangan 2022 hingga 2023 terjadi hampir 1.500 perusahaan di sektor konstruksi yang telah dilikuidasi di bawah kelolaan kurator atau administrasi. Dibandingkan dengan total 1.284 untuk seluruh tahun keuangan 2021-2022. Sejumlah faktor telah disalahkan atas keruntuhan berulang kali itu. Namun, apa artinya bagi mereka yang memiliki proyek yang belum selesai di bawah perusahaan itu? Pakar hukum konstruksi dari Monash University, Profesor Paula Gerber, menjelaskan.
The homeowner is at. If it's close to the end, it might be that they can get another builder in to quickly, you know, finish off any last minute things. The problem arises more where work has been started, but you know is not complete and maybe not even 50% complete, and you're asking then another builder to come in and assume the risk for the work that the previous builder did. And so what they do is they price that into their quote to finish the job.
Meningkatnya harga material dan kurangnya tenaga kerja telah mendorong runtuhnya perusahaan bangunan. Namun Profesor Gerber menjelaskan bahwa jenis kontrak yang menjadi sasaran sebagian besar perusahaan Australia adalah masalahnya. Ia mengatakan Undang-Undang Kontrak Bangunan Domestik Victoria sudah usang karena jenis kontrak itu membatasi perusahaan bangunan dan pemilik rumah pada kontrak harga tetap. Profesor Gerber mengatakan, sementara kontrak jenis ini mungkin memberi pemilik rumah kepastian atas biaya, namun itu tidak memungkinkan kontrak yang lebih fleksibel dengan harga tambahan yang memungkinkan perusahaan menyediakan biaya untuk tenaga kerja dan peralatan sebelum kemudian mencantumkan margin keuntungan mereka. Ia menjelaskan bagaimana kontrak yang lebih fleksibel memastikan seluruh biaya tidak sepenuhnya ditanggung oleh perusahaan bangunan ketika harga material melonjak.
So when the price of roof trusses goes up 50% in a lump sum contract, the builder has to wear that. And so suddenly all their profit is gone. But you can see if the builder's profit in the job, which is probably fairly slim to start with, is entirely eaten up by labour and material cost increases, then it's actually better for the builder to walk away from the job than and go into liquidation than to continue performing a contract that is loss-making.
Pemerintah federal memperkenalkan insentif untuk membangun selama COVID-19 meskipun kekurangan pasokan dan pekerja untuk mendukung proyek itu. CEO dari Master Builders Australia, Denita Wan, menjelaskan bagaimana kontrak yang ditandatangani selama COVID-19 tidak dapat memprediksikan lonjakan harga material akibat perang di Ukraina dan kenaikan inflasi.
It is a hyper-masculine industry. Gender equality in construction is the worst in the country, second only to the mining sector. Maybe it will be the catalyst for us to start going, well, what can we do to attract and retain more women in the construction industry? And that will have knock-on benefits across the board. Women have different communication styles. Women have different responses to problems, different problem-solving techniques. So if we had more cognitive diversity in the industry, we would see some of these problems being managed a bit differently and a bit better.
Ia menambahkan bahwa sementara bisnis kecil biasanya mengalami kebangkrutan, mereka memengaruhi bisnis yang lebih besar saat ini dan karenanya memengaruhi lebih banyak klien. Selain membuat pemilik rumah terlantar, runtuhnya perusahaan bangunan telah menyebabkan ribuan orang kehilangan pekerjaan. Sekretaris Nasional Serikat Pekerja Konstruksi, Zach Smith, telah menyerukan kepada pemerintah untuk menerapkan reformasi yang mendesak yang akan mengatur keamanan pembayaran. Ketua dari National Association for Women in Construction, Christina Jacobus, mengatakan salah satu solusi untuk kekurangan tenaga kerja adalah mendorong lebih banyak perempuan memasuki industri konstruksi.
So we do know that organizations and industry that have greater female participation generally do better. So this is not only culturally, but also in delivering innovation and commercially. And that's based on real studies conducted by Ernst & Young in 2022. So and that's one of many, many studies that highlight this. Creating a safe manner for women to step into construction careers will help alleviate some of the resource pressure that currently exists in the industry, and it'll just feed into fixing a whole bunch of problems that exist. So it's just that catalyst that needs to happen so that we see a spike in those numbers, and then we'll start seeing that cultural shift. We'll start seeing the industry performing better generally overall.
Profesor Gerber setuju bahwa industri menderita kerugian besar karena gagal menarik atau mempertahankan pekerja perempuan. Ia mengatakan, industri konstruksi perlu berpikir kreatif tentang cara menarik perempuan, baik melalui target gender maupun insentif ekonomi.
The owner's payments go into this trust account, and if the builder goes into liquidation, any money left in that trust account goes back to the owner. It doesn't form part of the general pool of funds, and rules apply to the trust account, which means that the contractor, the builder, can't use it for any other project. If you have a trust account that holds the money, then when the owner pays the money, it can only go to tradies and workers and materials on their home.
Dalam kasus perusahaan Porter Davis, sejumlah pemilik rumah dapat kehilangan deposit mereka karena tidak ditanggung oleh asuransi. Pemerintah Victoria saat ini sedang menyelidiki apakah perusahaan bangunan Porter Davis yang bangkrut itu secara ilegal membuat pelanggaran tidak diasuransikan setelah mengambil uang simpanan mereka. Denita Wan juga merasa fleksibilitas kontrak yang lebih besar dapat memberikan hasil yang lebih baik bagi pembangun dan pemilik rumah. Ia menambahkan bahwa Master Builders Australia telah meminta untuk menunda reformasi Kode Konstruksi Nasional yang ingin diterapkan oleh pemerintah federal pada bulan Oktober. Denita Wan mengatakan mereka mencari transisi 3 tahun untuk membuat perubahan persyaratan efisiensi energi.
So we said to the government and the building ministers meeting that we had forecast 2023 to be an extraordinarily difficult year in terms of the amount of building activity, the likelihood of building activity at a loss, and people coping with cash flow stresses, that the commencement of those changes in October 2023 was simply too soon, that they needed a greater transition period.
Ia mengatakan sejumlah negara bagian telah memutuskan untuk menunda transisi itu, meskipun pertemuan para menteri menolak saran mereka. Nah, pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai keadaan perusahaan pembangunan di Australia yang menghadapi krisis saat ini. Laporan itu disusun oleh Katriona Stirat untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insights. That's oracle.com/insights. oracle.com/insights.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.